Grid operator ISO New England suspended PPG on Christmas Eve, and the billing change will have taken effect on December 27th. PSNH spokesman Mike Skelton.
Whatever obligations they owe to ISO, whatever funds or financial collateral they owe to ISO, they have to cure that before they could re-enter the ISO market as well. And then they may have to also have some sort of process play out with the PUC.
Skelton says customers affected by this change will not experience any loss of service during the transition. ISO does not comment on suspensions, but they are usually the result of a supplier failing to meet its financial requirements. And fluctuations in energy prices have made it riskier for energy retailers to compete. More than 50,000 residential consumers have signed on with independent energy suppliers since last year. The first energy supplier to be temporarily suspended was Power New England last February. Price volatility played a part in that as well. As to what's behind the price fluctuations, the CEO of ISO New England has said the rapid shift from oil and coal to natural gas over the past decade has left the gas delivery infrastructure struggling to catch up. So when demand spikes during the coldest days of winter, energy producers are all turning on the faucet to the same inadequate pipeline. In the worst cases, they may need to turn to more expensive energy sources. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.